Madhvacharya. He was the strongest oppositionist of the Shankara school. Shankaracharya laid stress on Advaita, and he laid stress on Dvaita. Not Advaita, Dvaita. Ishvara and the Jeev, the Ved, the difference that is more prominent. So he opposed them very strongly. And not only he stopped there, he tried to prove Shankaracharya as a demon, quoting a narration from Mahabharata, Manimandaita. He was ordered by Narayana to preach in Kali Yuga this Mayavad. And our Guru Maharaj also published a book that Mani Manjari from the Madhya school, Mani Manjari. There it is proved from reference to Mahabharata that Shankaracharya was a demon and his name was Maniman. And he was ordered to do so, and he came and did that. That is their contention. But Mahaprabhu accepted him as incarnation of Shiva, and Shiva was ordered, a reference also given from this house. Lokan madhvimukhan kuru. The spirit of harmony, keeping the harmony, that from segregation, from the underlying good meaning was that who are hopeless, diseased persons, to take them out of the patients that are that have got slight disease. The serious diseased persons, serious patients, to remove them for the safety of the less serious patients. So with that idea, Shankaracharya Shiva was ordered, Lokan Mad Vimukhan Kuru, was very much at least take them out in another group, saying that they are himself God, that ultimate object. Soham. Soham means not Dasuham, I am he. Generally we see the demons, they have got many qualifications, moral qualifications. But only the main difference, they are anti-Vishnu, generally. They even worship Brahma and Shiva, and they get boon from them. They also do penances, and thereby they acquire power. But they are generally anti-Vishnu, not all, mostly. Only those they are forced to come here by caste. Yes, I be Trasur. You also apparently worshipper of Shiva. This body, you are a devotee, though, come in the lineage of Asura, Prahlad. Exceptional cases. But generally, Asura, they are devotees of Shiva and Brahma, but anti-Vishnu. Dhu-bhutu sadgu-lokeshmin dhaiva-asura-evacha Vishnu-bhakta-sintu-dhaiva-asura-stabhi-pajjaya. And generally the demigods, they are submissive to Vishnu. The general nature of things is such. Asura-stabhi-pajjaya. Dhaivi sampadvino kaya nivad nāyā dhīvīma. Ekon ar prese Vishwanathar kaj nahi, o gala kale is thought to be the incarnation of Shiva as Bhim and Hanuman. During Krishna it was Bhim, and during Ramchandra he was Hanuman. And in Kali connection of Vedabhyas, Narayana, he became Madhva. That is their contention.
In connection of Vedavyas?
Madhvacharya.
Oh.
The avatar of Vayu.
Vayu.
Mukha Vayu.
Yes.
Incarnation of Mukha Vayu. That is the general Guru Tattva. When Krishna came, he came as Bhim. When Ramchandra came, he came as Hanuman. And Madhva is also called the avatar of Vayu, but connected with Vedabhyas. He is considered Narayana himself. Vyasu Narayana Svayam. But it has been taken as Shakti Adish, generally. Narayana Shakti Adish.
What is the relationship of Vayu and Vyas?
Mukha Pran, Vyasa is abode at Narayana. Mukha Vayu's position is that of Guru. But the philosophy is like this, that Krishna, then another half of Krishna to render service of Krishna, Balaram, Chidlila Mithuna, five stages, a figure, and within him the devata, or the sukha tattva, that is manomaya kosha, person. And within his heart there is mukha vayu, prana, pradhana, guru. And then superior to that, Baladeva. And within the heart of Baladeva, Chidvida Mithuna, Radha Krishna. In this way he has explained. A material figure of a jiva, within that the person in there was devata. Devata is the real person. And within the heart of the person there is Mukha Vayu or Guru, that is Madhva or Bhima or Hanuman, something of such conception, Guru in general. And in the heart of that Gurudev there is Baladeva, Nityananda, something like that. And there in the heart of that Baladeva, Chidrida Mithuna, Krishna with his Shakti. In Gauriya also it was written. And one gentleman, one professor, by birth he was a Vaishnava, professor of English in Barhampur College, good scholar. He put a question to the editor of Gauriya, please try to explain this thing more elaborately. Here we may find sarva dharma samanna, as a harmony of all the religious conception. Try to elaborate. But that was elaborated means repeated. I did not find that anything more was given there. This was only Augustine and you are such expressions. But I do not find that here is the harmony of all the religion, when you see it. Lidamaya Bhagavan, as Sanatana Goswami has mentioned in Bhagavatam, in the last Lila, Baladeva also showing his rasa with the gopis. There the Sanatana Goswami has given his note. The extraordinary Baladeva is sent to perform Rasa Leela. But internally, in his heart, he is showing the Rasa Leela, is connecting with Krishna. Krishna is in his heart, In his heart he is connecting Krishna in the Rasa-lila. And externally he is found to participate in Rasa-lila in Bhagavata. But Baladev's nature is such, intrinsic nature, that he is not the ultimate enjoyer. He is composed of such materials which is all service. All service. Is that every atom of his body only meant to satisfy Krishna. So his own enjoyment is not possible. That is the note is given by Sanatana Krishna. Hridaya Krishna Kedashvila Kara. So Baladev is such, the highest platform on which the Krishna has his lila. And lower to Baladev there is Guru Tattva in general. The fifth stage. And then that Guru Tattva again within the person. And the person has got his body. So five stages. These were divided. And the Upanishads are Annamaya Kosh, Pranamaya Kosh, Manomaya Kosh, Vijnanamaya Kosh, Anandamaya Kosh. Division is this way. Baladev Vidyavasan says that in Vijnanamaya Kosh there is Jiva. Annamaya, this physical body, Manomaya, the mental, the subtle body, then Pranamaya, the life, and after that Vijnanamaya. Above Prakriti, the Jiva, Tatastha Shakti. And then Anandamaya Kosh, whole Vaikuntha and Golok Kavach, Sarup Shakti, the domain, Yogamaya. Following Madhvacharya, there was one Jayatirtha, whose Sudha, Madhya Hite, Vyaje, Vapagva, Paramahamsa, Akkhabhyara Shishya, Jayatirtha name Puriya. He was a very good scholar. And in his Sudha, he refuted this Mayavad exhaustively, wonderfully. So that the Shankar school was bewildered. From Nimbarka section also, that Parapakkha Grivajjara, and there are books refuting Shankar school. Many big scholars came. But the Sudha, Naya Sudha, that very successfully refuted, has smashed the argument of the Shankara school. Then after that, in the Shankara school came another pandit, a Bengali gentleman from Faridpur district, Madhusudan Saraswati. He again, many of them tried to refute him, but this gentleman, he, Advaita Siddhi, he wrote one book, Advaita Siddhi, and he, we are told, was successful to re-establish the grammar of Mayavad. Advaita Siddhi. He has embraced devotional school and almost accepting both as parallel. Nidvikalpa Samadhi and Vishnu Bhakta, one and the same. In his introduction in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Niruddhi Chetasi Puna, Savikalpa Samadhina, Nidvikalpa Samadhistu Bhavedatta Tribhumika, Buddhisthate Satastadhi Dhitiye Paravodhita, Ante Vishnu Buddhisthate Naiva Sadabhavodhita. The samadhi of the yogis are three classes. In the beginning, sometimes in samadhi and sometimes yarix, non-samadhi. In the second stage, when he is in samadhi, if any interruption, disturbance comes from outside, then he comes out to this world, otherwise not. And in the third stage, he never rises from his samadhi, always continues. No external pressure can bring him back to the world consciousness. That's all. And he comes here to say that as a Vishnu Bhaktasya Kuthati, at that time we can say also a Vishnu Bhakta. Puzzling all. The Vishnu Bhakta is not conscious of any. He is conscious of the Lila person, of the. But he anyhow draws this to Vishnu Bhakti in Vaikuntha. This Nirvikalpa Samadhi, the highest stage of Samadhi, and to become Vishnu Bhakta is similar. That is his argument. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has warned against him. And many things. He has also compiled a commentary of the first three shloka of Bhagavatam, accepted Bhagavatam. But in his own way, he has taken it. He has taken bhakti, todiya. In the first stage of devotion, we belong to him. That is the conception. In the second stage, he belongs to me. He puzzles here. In the case of Chandravali, she thinks that I belong to Krishna. And in the stage of Radharani, she thinks Hari belongs to me. Krishna belongs to me. Todiyo modiyo. And this gentleman comes and says, then after that tadaham, I am he. And they has created a shloka from the mouth of Hanumanji. In the name of Hanumanji, they have created one shloka. Deho Buddha Dasuham. The shloka does not come to me. Deho Buddhaham Dasushmi. When I come to the plane of this body, then I am his servant. Manobuddha tadamsaka. When I identify with my mind, then I feel that I am his part and parcel. Atmabuddha tadiva, tadivahu. And when I go to look to my soul, then I see that I am he and me. Same, one and same. Iti me nishchitamati. This is my determined opinion. Opinion. That's what I feel. I composed the shloka just in the opposite way. I forgot that. Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has warned that there are many expressions in his writings. Apparently, ordinary man would think that he is a great performer of bhakti school. But at the end, he has given a pure mayava. So one must be warned against his tactics. Madhyacharya. Physical strength he had inconceivable. It is written in some place, one stone by single hand he removed from one place to another, which about 30 people could not do. Such strength he possessed, physical strength. And he was very fond of eating plantain. about 100 plant and he could eat and digest something. One big cluster planted. Hanuman is also fond of planted. About Bhim we do not find so much, but Madhvacharya's was favorite food was planted.
So what was the origin of this Tattvavadi philosophy then?
Tattvavadi sampradaya, Brahma sampradaya, origins from Brahma. Sri Krishna, Brahma, Deva, Devarshi, Narada, then Vyas. Then from Vyas, Madhva, in this way.
But the present Tattvavadi is the same thing? Or
yes, more or less same thing. Their city is Udupi, Mahishur, Karnataka. So, Tattvavadi. 8 months of that. Ochitananda told he visited them. As one of the Tattvavadi, little liberal, he came to visit Gauriyamath, little liberal. And when Ochitananda visited them, they were so orthodox that they did not even talk with Ochitananda. Very beefy, so we should not talk with him. Then a gentleman who came to visit Gauriyamath, he was a little liberal. Through him, Ochitananda told me, I asked a gentleman who did not want to speak to me direct, ask him whether beef has got more capacity to make one sinful, or Krishna Nam has got more strength to remove that sin. Which is the stronger? The beef is stronger, or the holy name of Krishna is stronger? One gives us sin, and another purifies us. Who is the stronger?
Yes.
Then, of course, he was compelled to say that Krishna Nam is more infinitely more stronger than beef. Can put it. Then, if we take the name, we have faith in the name of the Lord, then that sin may not be removed. This way, he put the act. Thought. At that time, he was a little be with that and did not say much. Whatever he said, he did not mention, but he was weakened in his argument. Some question of aparadha, etc., might have been taken into that position. Aparadha punyahe vai Krishna nam. Then the name can purify, comes to purify us. When we commit offense, it is not possible to be purified in this. The principle you have to accept, that name can purify from any sort of sin committed. The Tattvavadi, very strict. Mahaprabhu also visited them and they discarded them. It is as mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find that you give more importance to mukti, emancipation, and to varnashram karma. But Srimad Bhagavat has discarded both of them. Neither mukti is our end, nor this karma, varnashram karma, that is our desirable thing. Give us the desired end. Both karma and mukti has been discarded in Bhagavata. And you try to establish those two.
Those present Tattvavadis, they say there's three types of jiva, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic jivas.
That's maybe. doesn't matter, it is accepted by all. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, everywhere, not only in human species, but in animals, in trees, amongst the devatas, everywhere this sattvic, rajasic, tamasic classification, sub-classification.
But they say it is the quality of the jiva, directly.
But the soul is nirguna above sattva-guna.
Yes.
And they accept nicho bhavangata. Even amongst the liberated souls, there is also gradation. As was accepted by nicho bhavangata. Nicho evam uccha, gradation amongst them all do not merge in the same position. But there is hierarchy, gradation, nicho uccha. Tāratam mancha tīsāṁ, taro tamo, bhāgvat tatparja, written by Madhācārya Parāt, Gītā tatparja, bhāgvat tatparja. From quotation of Madhā, in his tika on Bhāgavatam, it was found that tri-shakti, antaranga, bahiranga, netasastha. Three shakti, he quoted some Puran. Ranjitam is reborn in this way, in Ekadash Kandha Parat, to explain some sloka. It was found. Ranjitam. That means three potencies. Tatastha, Bahiranga, Antaranga, and Tatastha. In Vishnu Purana also. Titiya Shakti Rishati. Kriya Prakriti Khetra Gagya Tatha Para.
Vishnu Shakti Parapurukta.
Parapurukta Khetra Gagya Tatha Para.
Abhijya Karma Sangam.
Titiya Shakti Rishati. In Vishnu Purana. And Madhvacharya just quoted from somewhere. He went to see Vasudeva, and it is told that he met Vasudeva and got some direct instruction. And he came home and he converted his sannyas guru first. His first conversion was his sannyas guru, Achyuta Prekho, the Mayavadi. And he was given name Paddanava, Srimadhasri Paddanava, Srimandri Hari, Madhava, Akhubha, direct disciples, four direct disciples, Srimadhasri Paddanava, Srimandri Hari, Madhava, and Akhubha. Four direct disciples were successively Acharya. Then gradually, their eight months grow. Eight deities, temples with deities and eight acharyas. And in each month there was one preacher. The acharyas were there, were busy with the paricharya of the deity. And another representative of him used to preach, to collect disciples for the acharya. But gradually it came that the preachers began to collect disciples for their own. And passed the age, and then began many. The Uttarari Math or something like that, they could collect more men in their favor, in for that mat, we are told. And I met the acharya of that mat, acharya of preacher, the guru, and had a stop fighting. Mr. Man Maharaj, by Kripa, that is Madan Maharaj, etc., we were there. Vigraha, Sat Krishna. Devdehi Vibhago Yangneshwari Vidyate Kochit. Our point. And he told that in within the Archamurti there is God, and their body is not God in Archa. We told no, a whole self is transcendental. We cannot find it or feel it. But according to Shastra it is so. He put objection. Then ultimately he had to submit in case of Krishna Leela. I told when Krishna showed that he is being killed by the Jara bad. You admit that there was blood oozing? But yes, it is mentioned. The blood oozing from the body. And what is that blood? It is really blood or a show? No, it is a show. And then the Krishna showed that he is dying, blood oozing, and the blood is not material blood, but to our senses it is material blood. He showed that the shalagram, if it is crushed by a hammer, then it is reduced to pieces. I told that it is our offensive conception. Offensive conception. We find it like that, but we must not believe it. It is not the truth. Our offensive experience of our senses. But it is not the truth. It is not the fact. It is a show. But he did not admit. But as when I get the example of Krishna Leela, then he had to admit that what we experience with our eyes, that blood using, that is not real blood. That is deceiving our senses. But a similar case here, in the case of shalagram, reduced to dust by the hammer. This is like that. And I gave a quotation from Bhagavatam. That was of course very fine argument there. Subhavilam tasarang yat. I heard from Prabhupada to explain in that way as much as I could remember. Lila koi buddhlam. Subhavilam tasarang yat. In the end of Bhagavatam. Subhavilam tasarang yat. Bhamhat maikatta. Sarvabhiranta-sarangyat brahmātmaikatta-lakhanam vastad-dityam tannishtam kaivallaika-prayojanam. What is the highest necessity in us? To try to remain always in the faith of the revealed truth and not to allow ourselves to come down from that level and to think that what we experience through our senses that is true. We won't allow ourselves. We must try to keep our faith always. That's what I see, it is false. It is Maya, illusion. My mind, my senses, they cannot find truth. The ordinary magician can deceive them. And my mind and my senses may be deceived by a skillful magician. So we must not rely on them. We must rely on the sent person, on the revealed truth. And they are deceiving. My mind, my eyes, my ear deceiving me. And kaivalyam, we must, sent person, we must take our position on the level of the revealed truth and never allow ourselves to come down to the world of experience. Sarvabhiranta sarangyat, this is the very gist of all the world. Vedanta. This is all Maya. Brahmatma ikatta lakkham, Brahma paramatma. And Bhagavan, these three of same level. similar. Not same, but similar level Advaita. Vastadityam Advaita. Somewhere it comes as Paramatma to some section. To some section it comes as Brahma. To another section it is Bhagavan, Bhajaniya, to be worshipable. The highest section. She is the ultimate cause, the object of their service or dedication, and not all comprehensive consciousness, neither all permeating and regulating principles of the ultimate reality. But he is for himself. We are for him. We are to serve him, we are to satisfy him. For his enjoyment, our existence possible. In this way, this is the highest. Padmātmaikattva-lakkhanam vastadityam tarnishtam kaibadlaikattva-prayojanam. And the continued consciousness on this plane, tarnishtam, that's advastadityam, advayajnana-nishtam, advayajnana-svayam Bhagavan. Tannishtam koi bullai kaprayojanam. To maintain uninterrupted continuity our existence in the plane of service, that we are to worship him, we are to serve him, we are to love him. He is so beautiful, he is so loving. Our end of life is in his satisfaction. Kaivalyaika prayojanam. With this kaivalyaika prayojanam, we must not allow ourselves to deviate from the faith which is revealed to us by the scripture, and must not allow ourselves to be drawn down by the charm of the world of this mundane sense experience. He was a big pundit, big scholar. We have not so scholarship, not so much well read. That gentleman when he used to come to Benares, he, by beat of drum, he announced to the Mayavadis, come and discuss with me if you have any rights. You want to prove that devotion. Jeev and Bhagavan is both real and both different, and not one and same, as you say. You put in this way, that man. But he was silenced at the face of Guruji. I heard it once, our Guru Maharaj explained this sloka. Kaivalyaika prayojanam, this word kaivalya, it misguides everyone, mostly, that kaivalya, Shankar, kevala, kevaladvaita, kaivalyaika prayojanam. One gentleman came and began his argument with the help of this book of Bhagavatam to Prabhupada. I saw Prabhupada went up to his own room and came back with the edition where Jiva Goswami's comment on this sloka in Bhagavatam and began to read. And Jiva Goswami said that brahmātmaikattva lakkhanam, brahmā atmā, atmā means jīvātmā, eko lakkhanam, brahmātmā. That man wanted to prove brahmātmaikattva lakkhanam, that is Jivatma and the Brahma are one and the same. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam in the conclusion sloka. But Prabhupada refuted, and with the argument of Jiva Goswami. In the beginning, tattam yad jnanam adyayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdati vadanti tattaridas tattam yad jnanam adyayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan. Here, in the conclusion, that the beginning, that the revelation is being satisfied. Sattva-viranta sarangyat. Brahmātmaikattva-vajana. Atma means paramātma. Atma deva vidujīve. Sadhāvi paramātman. The meaning of atma is paramātma also. So here paramātma, in the sense of paramātma it is used. Because there also, there are the jnana. Tat-tat-tat-tat-bhadanti-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat that very big beginning has been drawn here in conclusion. Brahma-atma-ikattva-lakhanam vastad-dityam Brahma-paramatma-lakhanam adhityam-vastu vastad-dityam tannishtham kaivadlam that's adhya-jnana-nishtha tat-sambandhya natu tat-ikattva kaivadlam tat-sambandhya kaivadlam tasmin nishtha-yukta कैवल्यम् एक प्रयोजनम् कैवल्यम् लीला तत्त्व लीला कैवल्यम् ना कैवल्यम् कंटिन्यूअस नो इंटरप्शन नो फॉलिंग डाउन फ्रॉम दैट प्लेन कंटिन्यूअस प्रेजेंस देयर दैट इज लीलायां प्रवेश ततु लीलायां प्रवेश इन दैट प्लेन देन लीला इज going on to have entrance, admission in that plane and not to come up. Vastu-siddhi. Vastu-siddhi, not to come back from there. For eternity to have entrance there. Ramchandra Vijayotsav is also today. Ramchandra. Ravan was killed and Ramchandra came back. Hare Krishna. In UP amongst the Khatriyas, this Ramchandra Vijayotsav is celebrated with much grandeur. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Nidai Gaur Hari Bodh. Nidai Gaur Hari Bodh. Dhiro Datta, the hero of different types. Dhiro Santa, Dhiro Datta, Dhiro Uddhata, Dhiro Lalita. Krishna is reckoned among the class of Dhiro Lalita, continuous pleasure pastimes. Ramchandra Dhiro Datta, they are many playful Lalita, playful. As a dhiro datta, a form generosity is found in Ramchandra Charita. More liberal generosity is made in Ramchandra Charita. Dhiro datta, udatta, udat means liberal, dedicated form. Dedicated life, dedicated for all of us. So a small person in his kingdom, among his subjects, made some remark about Sita. She lived a full year in under the control of Ravana, and Ram has taken her, accepted. But I am not going to do so. One washerman told to his wife, Ram may do, but I won't. You lived in another's house, I won't accept. Through the spy, this news reached Ramchandra. And Ramchandra asked Bhakshman, take Sita to the forest, the ashram of Valmiki. I can't accept her. The subject, the people, they have got us the audacity to remark on my character in such a way. And if I am to sit on the throne, then I can't accept this sort of bad name. I shall have to cope successfully with their obedience. So Sita was banished. Uda. His father had promised to her stepmother that I shall give you three boons. But his father could not utter it, could not command to Ramchandra. If she wants to banish you and make her son enthroned here, king. Father could not. But Ramchandra, when he heard, he took it. It is my duty to carry out the commitment of my father. He may not say, or may not order. But I am his successor, not only of the throne, but his commitment, debt. I must accept not the the hard cash, this property, but also debt. My father's commitment to my stepmother. I must, it is my duty to do that, or my father may not pronounce such harsh word on me. So he went to banishment, self-banishment. Udar, dhirodatta, dhira uddhata, bhimshan, a little cruel and rough, and that is his continued characteristic with bhim. Dhira lalita is Krishna, dhira udatta, Ramchandra, dhira uddhata, bhimshan, and dhira santa is Yudhishthira. His character is always submissive, not excited, always good brain. Whatever the circumstances unfavorable comes from him, he is not excited, very patiently. That patience not for the time being, but continuous. Yudhishthira, who is firm in internal feud. Yudhi means in fight. Sthira means firm, undisturbed. He is undisturbed in any sort of, to meet any circumstances, never excited. That was his name, Dhira Santa. And Dhira Uddhata Bhimsen, Dhira Udatta Ramchandra, and Dhira Lalita, Krishna, always playing mood, putti, Lila Chandra.